Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Justin Bieber is falling apart, and the industry that built him is once again profiting off of his downfall. He's been posting manic videos on his Instagram, using face-distorting filters, and just rambling incoherently about religion, identity, and sacrifice. Most of his fortune, reportedly over $500 million earned in his career, is being ripped away from him. And nothing seems to make sense. But once you look behind the surface, you realize that Justin's decline isn't an accident. It's been manufactured behind the scenes since he was just 13 years old. And in July 2025, as Bieber released his first album in 4 years, a surprise project called Swag, the same machine that created him is now feeding off of his destruction. Because in this industry, your suffering keeps the lights on. But to understand what's really happening to Justin right now, we need to go back to the beginning, to truly understand how a 13-year-old boy busking on the streets of Ontario became one of the most exploited figures in modern entertainment, who serves as a warning to anyone in the music industry, and how the same people who promised to protect him ultimately became his predators. It's 2008, and a charming-looking 13-year-old with a bowl cut is singing Neo So Sick on the steps of the Avon Theatre in Stratford, Ontario. His mother films him on a cheap camera and uploads it to YouTube so his grandmother can watch. And within weeks, that innocent video attracts the attention of Scooter Braun, a 27-year-old music executive hunting for the next big thing. Braun flies Justin and his single mother to Atlanta, and the pitch is very seductive: fame, fortune, and the chance to live his dreams. There, Justin meets Usher, one of the biggest guys in the industry in that time, so it doesn't take long for record contracts to be signed. Photo ops are arranged, and the narrative is perfect: the small-town Canadian boy that makes it big in America. The early years seemed to just be magical for Bieber and his family at the time. Baby became one of the most watched videos in YouTube history. His concerts sold out in minutes and merchandise flew off the shelves. But behind the scenes, this 14-year-old is already starting to lose control of their life. His first kiss became a media event. His voice cracking is turned into content discussed by talk show hosts. His awkward teenage years are broadcast globally for profit, like something straight out of The Truman Show, where everything in his life is designed around people watching him from afar. Ellen DeGeneres, America's supposed sweetheart at the time, repeatedly ambushed the teenage Justin with embarrassing content during interviews. She's suddenly displaying photos designed to humiliate him, then laugh when he looks uncomfortable. Then he calls her out on this and she brushes it off as just harmless fun. This was psychological manipulation disguised as entertainment. Even more disturbing was actress Jenny McCarthy's behavior at award shows, as she multiple times attempts to kiss the teenage Justin inappropriately, including once trying to kiss his neck while he was accepting an award. He's visibly disgusted but forced to maintain composure. Even people like James Corden can't stop touching him. But perhaps the most sinister figure in Justin's early years was Diddy. The footage of
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Their interactions, viewed through the lens of what we now know about Diddy, is genuinely disturbing. In one now famous, infamous video, Diddy promises 15-year-old Justin a Lamborghini when he turns 16 and offers him a house when he's 18. These weren't just casual offers, they're classic grooming behavior using expensive gifts to create obligations to him, a pattern he's repeated with numerous celebrities, though perhaps none as young and as vulnerable as Justin, that we know of. Even more troubling is the footage where Diddy openly says that Justin should know better than to talk about what happens at his place.
And he knows better than to be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff on national television.
Diddy had custody of a 15-year-old Justin for 48 hours. Just let that sink in. An adult man with a documented history of very inappropriate behavior given unsupervised access to a child star for 2 full days. There's also strange footage that appears to show Diddy checking Justin for a wire as if the teenager might be recording their conversations. Given what we now know about Diddy's alleged crimes today and all the freak-off parties and abuse of young artists, those 48 hours might take on a much darker significance. You can actually see the nervousness in Bieber's face then, and that's only grown into a much deeper, more stirring expression that makes you wonder what he's been subjected to behind closed doors. All of this is happening while he never gets to live a normal childhood life. Everyone around him is always screaming. People hate him everywhere, paparazzi's always following him. His entire life from his earliest memories has always been watched and recorded, all for other people's entertainment. Anytime he's annoyed, that's good content. Anytime he feels awkward or insecure as a young teenager, is exposed to the entire world. But actually the most shocking thing with Justin and other child stars who've fallen into similar fates is what's happening in plain sight, and the roles of those close to them who seem to fail them. Throughout this period, manager Scooter Braun positioned himself as Justin's guardian. The narrative was perfect for the media. A wise older brother guides a talented kid through the danger of fame. They were inseparable. Braun made himself essential to every aspect of Justin's career and personal life, but this wasn't really protection. It isolated Bieber and made him dependent on Scooter, and by extension, the parasitic entertainment industry. He controlled Justin's schedule, his finances, his relationships, and his career decisions, his entire life. He positioned himself as the only person Justin could possibly trust in this dangerous industry, and he was the one who would dictate Justin's life forever. In Justin's case, he just didn't realize what was happening until it was almost too late. The spark in his eyes from those early YouTube videos gradually dimmed with each passing year of this, replaced by a hollow stare that spoke of someone who's been emptied out. So fast forward to 2020, and Justin Bieber's career was in full swing and had generated between $500 to $1 billion during his career. His concerts always sold out stadiums. His albums would always go platinum. His merchandise was a global phenomenon. By any reasonable measure, he should have been set for life. It was only...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Up from here, right? This is what people imagine when they think of living the dream. He had ultimate success, all the connections you could possibly ever want, all the money you could ever want, all the fame you could ever want, even the looks you would want. Justin quite literally had everything you could wish for. But in reality, he had almost nothing. And Justin's financial situation was falling apart behind the scenes. So how does someone earn $1 billion and end up financially desperate? It may seem impossible, but it's a well-trodden path for young people in the entertainment industry. A slippery slope that you struggle to get off of. It's a classic music industry debt trap that catches many young, successful artists. Those with the biggest, purest dreams are some of the easiest targets. Here's how it works. Record labels and management companies at the top of the industry give artists artists' advances, upfront payments that look like free money but are actually loans against future earnings. The catch is that these advances are recoupable, meaning they could just be paid back through the artist's share of royalties, which typically range from 10 to 16% of total sales. But it gets worse through something called cross-collateralization. That means if one album flops, the debt carries over onto the next project. All of Justin's future earnings from any source the contract covers get used to pay off old debts, so a failed album in 2015 could still be eating into profits from a hit album in 2020. Now, obviously Justin wasn't exactly broke here in the traditional sense. His current net worth is still estimated to be around $200 to $300 million, but the vast majority was illiquid, and he faced a severe cash flow crisis in 2022, as sources claim that he was on the verge of financial collapse and was so cash poor that he had to borrow a friend's credit card to play golf. But before we continue, I want to tell you about Odoo. Odoo is an all-in-one management software that provides entrepreneurs with a range of applications to simplify the day-to-day management of their business, including invoicing, accounting, project management, inventory, website creation, and so much more. For me, one of their most useful applications is their invoicing app, which, for anyone who's a freelancer or business owner, is a huge time saver. As with this, you can create and manage your invoices in seconds. And it's really just as simple as identifying your customer, adding the products and services to the invoices, specifying the billing terms, and then sending the invoice over an email. Or if you want to track your payments, you can redirect your customers to a portal with Odoo, where they can pay using the preferred payment methods like Stripe or PayPal. This invoicing application is a great way to streamline your business and efficiently manage invoicing processes and automate a key part of business. And Odoo grows with you, allowing you to add additional apps as your business expands and your needs evolve. Best of all is that you can have this app for free with Odoo's first app offer, which is free for life and includes unlimited hosting and support. Or if you want to grow with Odoo and have access to all of their applications, it starts at €19.90 a month. So check them out today by using the link in the description below. At this time, Justin was deep into his Justice World Tour, a massive 131-day global expedition that was supposed to be his triumphant return after...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
For a previous health struggle, when in June 2022, he posted a video that shocked the world. Half of his face was paralyzed.
As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis in this side of my face.
He'd been diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, a rare neurological condition that left him unable to blink in one eye or move half his mouth. He said his lifestyle was starting to take a huge toll on his health. Any reasonable management team would immediately have cancelled the tour and prioritised their artist's health, but allegedly his team continued to push him to perform. When Justin finally couldn't continue, the financial implications were catastrophic. He owed the concert promoter $26 million from a $40 million advance. Instead of helping his longtime client find a solution, it's alleged that Braun's company stepped in with what appeared to be a generous offer. They would cover the $26 million in debt to AEG, and allow Justin to pay them back over 10 years. On the surface, it looked like Braun was saving Justin, but in reality, he might have been transferring Justin's debt from one master to another, himself, the guy who controlled his entire life. And when Justin only made one payment before stopping, the debt just kept on growing. And then the hole starts to get deeper and deeper, and by 2023, Justin's business manager Lo Taylor conducted a financial review and made a shocking discovery. Braun had allegedly been overpaid $26 million in commissions over the years. Allegations turned to theft, and it also turned out that Taylor herself might not also be trustworthy. Firstly, although referred to as an accountant, she's actually apparently not qualified as one.
She was playing the role of business manager, which is a financial role, even though Lou Taylor had no financial background. She was not even an accountant.
She kicks off her career managing Britney Spears' sister, then acting as a spokesperson for the Spears family. Lou then ended up also managing Britney Spears and has taken all the credit for establishing Britney's conservatorship. And in classic Hollywood style, she was also later accused of having an affair with Britney's father, Jamie. It's a typical story of control and greed in Hollywood. Braun's company then eventually responded to Taylor by conducting their own internal audit, which concluded that Justin actually owed Braun an additional $1 million in unpaid commissions. Justin's team called this audit corrupt. The conflict escalated until they got one of the world's most respected accounting firms to conduct an independent investigation. After 6 months of forensic analysis, PwC delivered their verdict in April 2025. Justin owed Scooter Braun $8.8 million in unpaid commissions. Let that sink in. After earning close to $1 billion after years of sold-out tours and platinum albums, Justin Bieber was revealed to apparently be millions in debt to his own manager. The audit was so damning that Justin's team didn't even dispute the findings. As Bieber's finances were pulled apart in a very public way, the psychological damage was beginning to become impossible to ignore. By 2024, this revealed a man in...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Deep crisis. The media put Bieber's downfall under the microscope, and he was starting to crack, just like anyone would in this Truman Show reality. Quote, "People told me my whole life, well, Justin, you deserve that, and I personally have always felt unworthy," he posted on social media. "Like I was a fraud, like when people told me I deserve something, it made me feel sneaky, like damn, if they only knew my thoughts. How judgmental I am, how selfish I really am." This was a textbook trauma response from someone who's been manipulated his whole life. The industry had convinced him that his success was undeserved, that he was lucky to have people helping him, and that questioning their methods made him ungrateful, that his entire life was owed to them. Back in December 2022, when the debts were mounting and the cash flow problems spiraled out of control, Justin made a decision that would haunt him forever. He sold his entire 291-song catalog to Hypnosis Songs Capital for $200 million. At 28 years old, Justin became the youngest major artist to ever sell their entire catalog, essentially trading his life's work for a bailout from debts that the industry system itself had created. A year later, he then fired Scooter Braun, but had been holding meetings for a new potential manager for about 3 years already. It's reported that Hailey, Justin's wife, led that decision. However, Braun, who also had Ariana Grande as a client, lost her business too. Within the last year, Braun also lost Demi Lovato and a bunch of other pending losses, all deciding they either want to go in different directions or they just outgrew him as a manager. Taylor Swift accused him of profiting from her distress when he acquired her music catalog, stating this is my worst case scenario, and describing it as someone who tried to dismantle her music legacy, now owning her entire life's work. It lends to where there is smoke, there's fire. Whatever the reason, Scooter has since retired. Throughout this financial crisis, Justin's relationship with Hailey became another target for industry exploitation. Their 2018 marriage was supposed to provide stability, but instead it became another source of content and speculation. Every public appearance was analyzed for signs of trouble. Every social media interaction was dissected. When they looked happy, it was used to sell the narrative of a perfect couple. When they looked strained, it fueled divorce rumors that generated clicks and engagement. Then they welcomed their son, Jack Blues, in August 2024. But their parenthood became another magnet for controversy. On Justin's first Father's Day, he posted that his fatherhood is not to be with Hailey later posting, "Father Day sucks ass." This was later removed, but the damage was done. The breaking point then came in June 2025 outside a Malibu restaurant. Justin, now a father trying to protect his family's privacy, confronted paparazzi who was stalking them.
"Not me today, bro.
Happy Father's Day.
No, stop that. Stop. I'm a real dad with a real family.
Really, in front of my face. No.
Have father.
No. We're gonna set boundaries here today with all of you today. Yeah. You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
His desperation was genuine, and his plea for basic human dignity was felt by millions. But within hours, it just became another viral meme. A father's desperate attempt to protect his family turned...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Into another punchline, one of many throughout his entire career since childhood. Hollywood is so relentless, and unfortunately no one gets a pass. It doesn't matter if they're new parents or not, or if they're stars. If anything, a shot at their new family addition is more of an incentive to invade their privacy to get well paid. And you cannot reason with Hollywood's paparazzi hellhounds. So by early 2025, the damage was accumulating as Justin started to look more and more messed up in public appearances. His Instagram post became increasingly erratic and concerning. In one series of deleted videos, he used face-distorting filters and spoke in a high-pitched voice, claiming he'd spent part of his childhood in Alaska and making rambling religious references.
You know, Alaska living. I mean, I caught a couple. I was over there, I was fishing on the dock. I was, it must have been in 17, 18, 19, and when I tell you I reeled them in, I don't mean to get in between.
His body language showed distress, with constant fidgeting, avoiding eye contact, and disconnection from reality that revealed either some serious mental health struggles or just substance issues. In more lucid moments, his posts were just heartbreaking, stating he was broken and implying it was all his fault. Meanwhile, his physical appearance certainly indicates drug use or just bad health, despite his team denying these allegations and saying that Justin is actually doing really well. He once even admitted to alcoholism and said he'd started his day with pills, and was lately seen at Coachella wire thin, gaunt, and clearly inebriated beyond alcohol alone. When you compare it to the young, innocent Justin Bieber being filmed by his mother, it's a very stark contrast. Now, it's obviously hard to have empathy for this guy, especially when he seems so insufferable in the years gone past, but it's scary to see what happens when an industry gets its hand on a child and doesn't let go for 18 years. Even his mother's later admitted her fears about the industry. In her 2012 memoir, she revealed how she felt personally responsible for every contract and deal that shaped her son's future, and she was just terrified of making decisions that might steer Justin towards the wrong people or damaging relationships. She admitted to following her instincts and acknowledged that her worst fears may have actually turned true, as Justin was indeed steered towards unhealthy relationships with figures like Diddy, and those very contracts she agonized over became the financial chains that would bind her son for decades. And then, in July 2025, two things happened that started to surface the true nature of Justin's downfall. He settled his debt with Scooter Braun for over $30 million, and he surprise released his first album in 4 years. His comeback album, Swag, is a window into Justin's soul that looks so different to his earlier, more innocent music. It sounds like 21 tracks that feels like someone processing trauma in real time while the industry that broke him cashed in. Track 14, Therapy Session, has Justin telling comedian Drewski, "I've had to go through my struggles really publicly. People always asking if I'm okay starts to weigh on me." Other tracks touch on his turbulent relationships and marriage. The timing isn't coincidental. With Hailey's beauty company Rode selling for $1 billion.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The couple finally had the cash to buy Justin's freedom. But even as Justin paid up, Braun's people were telling reporters that Scooter felt taken advantage of and had been patient with Justin while he parted away millions. Meanwhile, Justin's desperate search for meaning led him deeper into spiritualism. His Instagram became a stream of religious posts and pleas for spiritual guidance. But rather than a place of solace and peace, even his faith became another exploitation vector. As Justin threw himself into Hillsong Church, the celebrity megachurch known for its come-as-you-are aesthetic and A-list congregation. In 2014, during one of his darkest periods, he moved in with Pastor Carl Lentz for 6 weeks, becoming completely dependent on the charismatic leader who baptized him at 2 a.m. in an NBA player's bathtub. The relationship was described as mutually beneficial. Lentz helped rehabilitate Justin's public image, while Justin brought massive star power to the church. Former congregants described Hillsong's cultish atmosphere and celebrity obsession, where the leaders used their friendship with Justin to attract other celebrities, something exactly like Scientology. This wasn't really spiritual guidance, it was just the same manipulation playbook dressed in religious clothing. Eventually, Lentz was even fired in 2020 for multiple affairs and abuse allegations. Another person intimately connected to Justin who was struck off for being a disgusting, manipulative individual. Bieber later joined Church Home, which is a Hillsong spin-off fronted by a pastor named Judah Smith, who's been accused of other cult-like practices. Childhood, adolescence, parenthood, finances, relationships, and spirituality. All the core tenets of a full life as a human seem to have been completely warped for Justin. Even with all the money and fame and looks that he's had, it seems like deep down he's left with nothing. And then there's the resurfaced Diddy connection that everyone's been dancing around. As Diddy continues to face charges, the footage of him with teenage Justin just looks so different today. And whether Justin was directly victimized or not, he was exposed to what federal prosecutors now call a criminal enterprise. But here's the real horror story. What happened to Justin isn't even unique. It's a well-worn template, and Hollywood's been perfecting this for decades. Just look at the trail of destruction. Whether it be Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, who's locked in a conservatorship for 13 years while generating $16 million annually for her handlers, Macaulay Culkin earning $23 million as a child while his father controlled every aspect of his life and finances, Lindsay Lohan churning out tabloid content even as she spiraled into addiction and legal troubles, or Amanda Bynes, whose public breakdown becomes daily entertainment while her mental health deteriorates. The Olsen twins, working since they were babies, developing eating disorders and retreating from public life entirely. Demi Lovato, who struggles with addiction and mental health, has just become part of a brand narrative. Each case follows the same pattern. Early discovery, financial dependency, psychological manipulation, public breakdown, then either disposal or rehabilitation as content. And this model is going global. South Korea looked at Hollywood's child star machine and thought, we can do this better. Now 10-year-old...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Let's get signed as trainees, removed from their families, and conditioned in company dormitories. When Shinny's life was passed by himself in 2017, he left a note about depression that was eating him alive. And the industry response wasn't soul-searching, it was just better PR management. China's got their own version, with child influencers and pop stars disappearing into re-education when they step out of line. The UK churns through reality TV contestants on shows like Love Island, where producers keep psychological profiles detailing contestants' deepest insecurities, then deliberately exploiting them all for drama. When participants attempt to pass their own life, producers express concern while planning the next season. Hollywood created a system where childhood itself has become a commodity, where psychological damage generates more profit than mental health, where breaking someone down is more valuable than building them up. Social media just automated the entire thing, ensuring that any blind spot the media itself missed is covered, while platforming people to expose their innermost selves when they're most vulnerable and out of control. Something strays out of the Truman Show time and time again. Society funds this model. Every time people watch the Celebrity Breakdown video, they fund the exploitation. When Justin's desperate plea to protect his family becomes a viral joke about standing on business, it proved that even a father's attempt to shield his infant son is immediately trivial. Right now, somewhere in the world, another talented kid is being discovered. The same promises are being made about fame and fortune, but they're really just being fed into a giant machine designed to extract maximum profit from human talent, regardless of the psychological cost. So Justin doesn't really even need a comeback, he just needs an escape route. But this machine won't let go easily. They'll push until he breaks completely, and then drag what's left onto a stage for one final show. And if he refuses, they'll find another kid and start all over again. Because this industry doesn't create art or culture, it just creates trauma, then packages this as entertainment and sells it to people who mistake others as pain for pleasure. The machine is running, it's hungry, and it's looking for the next Justin Bieber. The question is, who's gonna feed it to them?